USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says we'll see a coronavirus vaccine sooner rather than later.
Since January, America's brilliant doctors and scientists have been working around the clock. These are the best medical minds in the world by far, and the vaccines are going through the gold standard of clinical trials and very heavy emphasis placed on safety.
The president has a message for Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden.
Joe Biden's anti-vaccine theories are putting a lot of lives at risk, and they're only doing it for political reasons. It's very foolish.
President Trump holding a campaign rally in Minnesota on Friday, as is his Democratic challenger Joe Biden. With the presidential election 46 days away, early voting underway in four states, including Minnesota, Virginia, South Dakota, and Wyoming. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've always taken care of myself. I always cook my own food. I just was losing steam, which is very unusual for me. And I said, you know what? A lot of our foods, they don't have the nutrients they did 100 years ago. So I took a chance with Balance of Nature, and I see a difference. Before I took Balance of Nature, by 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I found myself napping. Well, that's not happening anymore. I finally found something that's the real deal. And I'm just very happy with Balance of Nature.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
A human-caused fire is only two-thirds contained and continuing to burn in California. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
A firefighter has died battling the El Dorado fire in California's San Bernardino National Forest. Officials reporting the firefighter missing late last night. His body was found a short time ago. The blaze has burned more than 19,000 acres, destroying at least four homes. It's believed to have started by a smoke-making firework being set off during a family's baby gender reveal party.
A California family is claiming California Governor Gavin Newsom and Senator Kamala Harris, the Democratic vice presidential nominee, trespassed on private property during the elected official's tour of fire damage in Fresno County. Newsom and Harris were photographed while surveying the damage caused by the Creek Fire, the family saying it was a photo opportunity to push their political agenda. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
The heat is on Nashville Mayor John Cooper, a Democrat, after leaked emails show Nashville's Metro Health Department and the mayor's office attempted to withhold information from the public that strongly suggested COVID-19 wasn't spreading through the city's bars and restaurants. Contract tracing in late June showed that construction sites and nursing homes were seeing the worst spread of the virus in the Tennessee city, with more than 1,000 cases linked to each industry. Bars and restaurants, however, accounted for just 22 cases. Nashville Councilmember Steve Glover says things in the city regarding coronavirus data seemed a bit fishy.
You know, Nashville is blessed to have wonderful hospitals, but they couldn't get the right hospital data. They couldn't get the number of beds. They report ICU, they report all these other things, and you're going, okay, based on what? It never was factual or actual as far as what the real numbers were.
44 iPhones used by members of Robert Mueller's Russia investigation contained no records when they were examined by an officer assigned to the team, according to internal documents. 5 more phones contained only one record each, and 4 others contained fewer than 10 records per device, according to a log kept by a records officer over the course of more than 20 months. The lack of records on the phones is extraordinary given the immense scope of the probe. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.